Welcome, everybody. Ray Adams here with Great American Golf. I'll be your caddy for the show all hour, and we have a great one today for you. We have the Founders Cup going on. We have the Valspar going on. We'll take a look at other things happening. Rom drops out of the DP world and says, I'm not paying the fines. We'll look at that a little bit later in the show. Tosti says he needs a wife. His caddy's carrying a sign on the bib. I need a wife. That's hysterical. We have the Ford Championship on the LPGA Tour next week. We will look at schedules. And Justin Thomas had a micro dissection. It's also a thing to look at when you see Rory McIlroy and his back spasms. That's something that's very important with the Masters on the way up. And then, of course, with Tiger Woods, this is big breaking news. So in just a moment, we're going to be joined by Dr. Lanny Johnson, one of the most preeminent orthopedic surgeons in United States history. If you study orthopedic surgery, you'll study Dr. Lanny Johnson. And we will be getting with Dr. Lanny here in just a few moments. Dr. Bob Denny is joining us, PGA of America historian emeritus, and we'll be joined by Bob in just a moment, along with Dr. Lanny. I want to thank, you know, just a couple of two or three. I usually do this at the top of every show, but I really want to thank a young man that is not just a sponsor of this show, but he is an expert, highly trained, highly educated, Caleb Jelsic. He is a financial advisor. The name of his company is Crimson Glory Advisory Group. You might imagine he named his agency Crimson Glory after his university allegiance. Crimson Glory Advisory Group will help you with tax issues, your investments mainly, but they can put you in the right direction with anything and everywhere you want to go. And it doesn't matter how much money you have to invest. High end, big, huge wealth to folks that are just young and getting started in the investment cycle. So you want to reach out to Caleb Jelsic at Crimson Glory Advisory Group. And the way you do that is simply give him a call. That's how you find him at 213. Let me say it again. Caleb Jelsic, financial advisor at, 215-606-2459. 215-606-2459. Better even. How about this one? Why don't you reach him on his mobile? He's been so nice to open that up for you listeners to contact him directly on his personal mobile phone, 360-480-0214. And that's how I reach him. I have a red line on his information here as a sponsor, as a financial advisor, that you find him on his mobile number, 360-480-0214. Let's get you started investing. If you're a high wealth person, let's get you looking with Caleb Jelsic at your portfolio. And with that said, you can give him a call, 360-480-0214. Crimson Glory Advisory Group. I want to thank them so very much. And then I also want to thank, of course, Ashworth Golf Apparel. Ashworth Golf Apparel, the golf man is back. And what a story they had then, and what a story they had through the years, and what a story they have now as they continue to brand again and completely resurrect all of what is Ashworth Golf Apparel. I'm wearing it everywhere I go, everything that I do. Ashworth Golf Apparel, folks, you want to get there, have a look at the new spring line. You'll see my videos at Match Play TV on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook, where I'm wearing only Ashworth Golf Apparel. Why? Because if you wear Ashworth Golf Apparel, folks, you're wearing part of golf history. I want to thank Ashworth so very much for sponsoring both these radio podcasts, Great American Golf, and of course, the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show, as well as my television show, Match Play with Ray Adams, all of which go to the Golf News Net. You want to go to golfnewsnet.com. And when you go there, 1.5 million golfers go to the golfnewsnet.com every month, and growing and growing and growing. And when you go there, you click on the radio tab, you'll find both of my shows. Click on the TV tab, you'll find my television show. And after being there for a little while, a couple of days, several airings, They go out to all the big video and audio platforms. You can find me everywhere, right on my Apple iPhone. There is a podcast app, and right there is Great American Golf, Monday Golf Lifestyles. I just click it, and wherever you listen to your audio, you find it right there. But start with golfnewsnet.com. All right, Dr. Bob, we're back. We're going to get going here in just a moment. Big breaking news this week that I saw just, I think, yesterday, and there's talk about it around the internet, and that is. And we don't know whether it was a big teaser or what, but the Masters Committee has put Tiger Woods on their player list for this coming Masters. What do you make of that?
Well, and I think it's a tease,
Do you really?
and I think that it'll be a game time decision, if that's the way you can we can possibly use those words again in a different sport. I don't believe that. I believe Dr. Lanny Johnson, from what he said earlier on this program like a couple months ago, about what type of surgery the Tiger endured. And also the hopes for a quality life afterwards. I just think that when you're dealing with a major championship, the pride of Tiger Woods, the hilliness and the difficulty of playing the Masters on that golf course, I just am very under 50-50 on this one, Ray. Even though it's listed, he's going to play it. More power to him if he does get out there, but it's going to be it would be a surprise.
All right, so for many, many years, I have been friends with, honored to be acquainted with, and to know. I consider him a spiritual big brother, father, big brother, let's say. He has given me so much advice, encouragement, uplifting moments in our shared faith. He is he's one of the most preeminent, if not the most preeminent, orthopedic surgeons in American history. I can't even name the patents. I know there's over 40. He turned his attention a few years ago to golf. He wrote a tome on putting. There's more to meet the eye. And I would tease he because he and Howard Twitty did so much research out on the tour, and then. This book, how to, there's more to putting than meets the eye, is about 2 inches thick, a big heavy book, and I teased them at the time as I had them on week in and week out and week in and week out, looking at different chapters, that there needed to be a handle put on the spine of the book, because it's a big heavy book, and if you don't have that book, you need to get that book. So after he turned his attention and worked on so many different things and patents in the golf industry. He then continued on in his medical research, and I'll let him give us updates on that as he does all the time, but making yet another, after so many years and all through the pandemic, his calming voice, his reassuring, call it bedside, radioside manners, is Dr. Lanny Johnson. Dr. Lanny, thank you so much for joining today. How are you?
I'm doing good, Ray. Thank you very much. I had a pleasure to be there. I don't know if I'll be able to give you any insight or to your listeners any insight, but I'll try.
Well, there's three things that I think the listeners are going to be interested in your expert medical opinion. Now, you have not examined or diagnosed any of these players, and we always put that out there that you're not their doctor, but you know what's going on. As soon as you hear their procedure or their injury, and then the recovery time and what it takes, you know what's going on. And we all know that. And we depend on you for that. And the listeners have for years and years. It's why they request me to have you on constantly. With that said, we want to look at Rory, who has back spasms. What is a back spasm? We'll talk about that a little bit later. We also want to talk about Justin Thomas, who has come back from a microdissection. But I think the breaking news and the first thing we want to start with is the Masters Committee has put Tiger Woods on its upcoming Masters Tournament players list. As Bob says, a teaser, although I don't know that they need any more viewers, but maybe it's when you mention Tiger, could play or might, you're going to get a whole lot of interest in the tournament above and beyond what you might normally get for the network's sake, for sponsors' sake, for the fans' sake. They call them patrons' sake. So is Tiger Woods, after his procedure, and you and I spoke about it on this show a couple of times, I think a few months ago, after his procedure, do you think he's able to play in the Masters?
I guess he'll decide that. I'm frankly kind of surprised. If he was another person, I'll put it that way, he would have, with the multiple surgeries on his back, including one that was replaced the disc space with the artificial implant, they'd have to have back pain. I can't imagine that you could not have back pain. The average person, if they had all that done, would probably tire them out to watch golf on TV, let alone play.
Yeah.
That's an awful lot of surgery on the back, and I think he's so unusual if he doesn't have pain, or if he isn't taking pain medicine. I'd be shocked.
With that, with that said, and I don't know what pain medicine is allowed on tour or not, we'll set that aside for a moment. I'm sure that he and his team will do everything, by the book. But isn't this recovery time after we spoke about his last procedure? And Bob, tell us the procedure again. You mentioned it earlier today to me.
I think it was a lumbar disc or something like that, a disc re replacement or something, Dr. Lanny. I
Yes,
can't.
that's correct. And
Yes.
I don't know what one they put in, but there are a number of different kinds of ones. The object is to try to maintain motion at the disc space, which is normally there. If you fuse the back, then there's no motion. But if he's got a really good result, it's a complete outlier from what anybody else would experience
But
with that.
that was only a few months ago, and I'm no doctor. That's why you're here. Can you recover and be able to play competitive PGA Tour golf? You're saying he's got to be in pain, and Tiger himself, even in a release statement, said that this has not been easy. I believe he even said there was pain. Bob, you can look up his statement when they released this the other day about him possibly playing. Maybe look that up real quick and give us a few of Tiger's sentences there. But above and beyond any pain, is it possible to recover from that procedure within just a few months to be able to play competitive golf? Is it possible to do that?
We'll find out. I'm surprised.
Okay.
I mean, I've missed on him before,
Yeah.
in comparing him to normal people, and
It was.
maybe I'm gonna miss again. But it would be what we would call an extreme outlier if he, well, first of all, if he could play 4 days, if he makes it through the cut, I'd be surprised. I have to think he has to have chronic pain whether he played golf or not played golf.
Yeah.
Just from the
I was going to
awful
read you
pain.
the quote, Doctor. As of mid-March, Tiger has not ruled out playing the Masters, stating it was not off the table despite ongoing recovery from a lumbar disc replacement surgery in October. He noted his health has good and bad days, but is actively working to get his body ready to compete. Well, that's still under 50-50 for me.
Well, I'd say I don't think he has any chance of being successful.
So
I'd just be
the
shocked.
committee would have put him on the players list as a teaser to get in more interest, more patron interest, more sponsors interest, more network broadcast television interest, and the possibility that he may tee it up at the Masters. So he has to be, he has no chance if he's not on the list. So if he's telling them, "Hey, I might do it," he's got to be on the list, right, Bob?
Yeah, if they asked him straight out, are you going to be on the list? He would say yes or no. And those champions who are not playing are listed on the same page who are not playing. I think there's like 15 or so who are not playing. And they are listed at the bottom, but he has a spot in the field, right, as of this time.
And
Okay.
when you told me this, I thought they might have made a mistake and had him included in the ceremonial drive rather than playing.
Yeah.
And but here's the other thing, comment, frankly. The Tiger Woods is a brand, and I believe the people that are managing him are managing the brand, so that a lot of the things that want to keep him alive competitively, in my opinion, and justifiably so, is to maintain the brand.
Well, there's no question about that. And when you talk about it in those terms, to be clear, we're talking about money. It's all about money. Because if it wasn't only and all about money, why would they do it? There's nothing in it for them. Tiger has a brand and it'll never go away. I don't know that he needs any more branding. He's the most recognized athlete on the earth and still is, and will be for possibly generations to come, just like Jack Nicklaus and others. With that said, he doesn't certainly need any more money, but in order to continue the use of the Tiger Woods name, likeness, image, and brand, television networks, tours, products, I mean, they continue to use him. And I've talked about this for 20 years to make more money for them. Tell me where I'm going wrong, Dr. Bob.
No, I agree with that, and we are generations removed from the IMG kingdom that had Jack, Arnie, and Gary Player, and Mark McCormick was the man that really started the standard for branding when it comes to golf athletes. And IMG was became so big that it just branched out and was copied around the world in different ways, and people try to pick up from there. But that set the standard. And I think that's what you're seeing at the moment, in this era when Tiger is never going to play at the ever the level again.
All right, Dr. Lenny, as our resident medical expert, of course, our physician in residence, I call you on these shows, Dr. Lenny. Let's go on to Justin Thomas. He's come back and actually had a little slow start, but done fairly well in his comeback after having microdissection surgery. Can you explain that again? Because we know that Tiger had that also a while back. But what tell us again, what is microdissection? How would that have helped Justin?
Well, I don't know what they microdissected, but the usual thing is that the person has a ruptured disc, and the word micro is that the incision is smaller than it used to be, so it may be an inch or so long, and they're able to focus to exactly where the ruptured disc material is pressing on a nerve and remove it. But you have to remember that the back was abnormal when they started, and it was abnormal when they finished. This was not a restoration of normality or function.
Does this
So,
mean he will have arthritis at that location?
absolutely, he already has it by definition.
Wow.
Wow.
What about proprioception after such a procedure?
Well, I don't know proprioception related to the spine. I only know it related to the extremities, so
Okay.
I couldn't answer that. I would just say that he's probably really happy that his pain of the pinched nerve is relieved. But my first statement was he wasn't normal when they started, and he wasn't normal when they finished. So the other
My
thing
kids
is,
might tell you that about me. Go
all
ahead.
right. Well, and here's the other thing. Of all the people that are going to have surgery earlier today or on Monday morning on their back, there's a high percentage have one thing in common. I may have told you that before. They've had an operation before. And so Tiger's the greatest example of that. He started out with a microdiscectomy. And I think what they had six down.
Excuse me. Yeah. Well, various procedures, but all in the back.
Yeah.
We all know the legendary break in the ankle foot
Yeah.
during the US Open in 08. Other injuries, other issues. Let's keep going. Rory McIlroy had to withdraw from a tournament recently because of back spasms. Now he's moving into the Masters, and you will not see him playing until the Masters. No warm-ups, which he usually does, but not this year.
Okay.
What is
Well,
a back spasm?
it's a very general term. And so I think, first of all, it probably represents pain. And if you have muscles in your back, assume that he had a back muscle spasm, they could happen because you twisted the muscle. But the high percentage is that the spasm occurred, which acts in a way to try to splint your spine from moving. So if you hurt the underlying area of the spine, one of the articulating surfaces, the spasm may be occurred as a protective measure secondary to what the problem is. So being a golfer, in my opinion, he has an underlying problem in the back, and these quote unquote spasms were expression of pain or could be muscular tightening that occurred secondary to the problem with the back. So I don't know his exact case, but if I put together that he's a golfer, golfers have a high incidence of back problems. He said he had a spasm. I think he may have had an early onset of some problem with his back.
And removes himself, drops out of the tournament, Dr. Bob.
That's right.
So it had to be severe enough or significant enough or worrisome enough, or hopefully that there was no. Can you get a back spasm, Dr. Lanny? And in his case, he drops out of the tournament because he's having them, obviously pain and discomfort. But would you also be worried about continuing to play through a spasm and do further damage? Is that possible?
There's probably damage already, so further damage, I don't know the answer. The back is and the spine is kind of a mystery, because you can't feel it like you can a wrist or a hand or a finger. It's a kind of a large mass, and the bones are deep in the trunk. I think the best thing that I can tell you is that the spasms represent the fact that he had pain in his back, and the pain in the back in a golfer is more than likely related to something wrong with the disc or what we call the accessory joints, the facet joints. So my opinion is he had a back problem.
Okay.
He was smart to quit that tournament, thinking that maybe if he did more, he might quote unquote damage more. But he was trying to preserve himself for future events. So it was wise or prudent what he did. I don't know that it'll cure his back problem, but more than likely to heal more.
And
Dr.
Doctor,
Bob?
I was going to interrupt that Colin Morikawa, he withdrew from the Players' Championship after one hole due to a recurring lower back spasm that made it impossible to swing through the impact. And his occurred on the 11th tee, his second hole of the tournament. And so he couldn't continue either.
Well, this is fun. Howard Twitty went to see a doctor, because he'd had a back problem when he was playing. And so he asked the doctor, what are some of the things I can do good and what can I do bad? He said, well, the worst thing for a back is to bend over at the waist and flex and then rotate if you want. And so I thought, that's what golf is. I thought, all right, so these fellas have to have trouble. There's no question.
So the doctor told Howard Twitty, the worst thing you can do, he defined it, in kinetics or
Right.
but it's actually a golf swing.
Exactly. I thought
Yeah.
it was kind of humorous. I think the
Yeah.
doctor probably knew he was being humorous with Howard.
Yeah.
But, and there's no question about it. Now, why do they not all have trouble? Well, first of all, they gradually have toned their body over the years, especially players now, that they have better musculature in their trunk. as compared to the year day, days of Porky Oliver or people like that years ago, had no muscle integrity to their trunk. So I think that's their general fitness is helpful, but you cannot get away from the fact that the golf swing is a stress on the back. And look how many times they do it.
Isn't the baseball swing also and
I know they don't bend over it. And they don't flex
oh
your back.
yeah,
You
you're
don't
right.
flex your
They're
body
standing
back.
up. They're standing up.
And evaporate.
All right, very good. Dr. Lanny, we can't appreciate you too much.
Okay.
We continue to brag about you even when you're not on the show. The listeners ask me for you, and we will come back and visit with you again and have you back on. Let's see what happens at the Masters with Tiger
Yeah.
and with Justin Thomas and with Rory.
Java, yeah, right. I mean,
And then
and
maybe we'll have you on after the Masters in a couple, 2 or 3 weeks, and we'll look at a kind of an assessment or a wrap up of their back.
well, we'll find out how they did it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, of course they have incentive too. You know, incentive can overcome a lot, but in Tiger's case, I just am totally amazed. I think any other human being would say thank you very much.
If you were
Yeah.
going to go way out on a limb, Bob, and bet a penny, not being gambling people, but it's kind of a tongue in cheek. If you were going to bet a penny, does Tiger actually tee it up at the Masters, or is all of this just sort of a leading up to teaser?
Well, that I hate to risk that penny, to be honest with you.
Well, we don't
But,
have any more, so they're getting more and more valuable, right? Go ahead.
right. I just, it's just, I gotta side with the doctor. I mean, I'm looking at what the pain levels are and so forth. And he says he has good days and bad days. Well, is one of his good days going to be Thursday for the opening round of the Masters? Maybe. Wonderful. But I still think you're pushing the envelope when you have that kind of scar tissue, when you have that kind of history of
Right.
back issues. And that's my only, I'm a layman. I'm just looking at this, but we'd all like to see him obviously compete. Well, I missed when I saw the last round of Jack Nicklaus not playing too when I was younger. I hated to see him pass from our visual times, but I'd still hate to risk that penny, Ray.
Well,
Dr. Lanny,
I
go
think
ahead.
that he might at the highest prospect, he might play on Thursday. I don't think you shoot a low score. I'll be surprised if he makes a cut.
I don't understand why a person who knows or, okay, why do something that makes you look bad when you know that it likely will when you don't have to?
It's very, very common for athletes, you know, boxers. Very few boxers quit before they have to. That's common of other professions, sometimes in medicine, unfortunately. They have to come and tell the doctor, I think you're done. And you know, it's what is it, the smell of the grease paint and the cheers of the crowd? Do they get addicted to that?
Yeah. It's hard to leave that level of sport or any sport for that matter.
Yeah, right.
As you age and continue on, and the you know, not to mention the, you know, these younger people on tours, the various tours. Just look at Cam Young winning the Players. Even if you were at your greatest point, in other words, if you were at the highest level of your physical game, but yet you're at that age, can you compete with a Cam Young, a Rory, a John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau again leading in LIV after winning last week? How do you compete with these guys? You can't.
It might be memory.
Well,
I
Phil
think,
Mickelson did win a PGA over 50,
yeah,
so
right.
it
He
can be
won.
done.
Yeah,
But
but
he wasn't hurt. All right, Dr. Lanny.
okay. Thank you.
All right, one final question for Dr. Lanny. Bob.
Dr. Lanny, what would be the best way to, for the average golfer, the average person to keep out of issues with their back? Is there better way to just have a flexibility routine before you step to the tee?
Well, that's important too, because the average guy isn't playing golf all week until Saturday or whatever, maybe Thursday afternoon. So yes, the flexibility, which he ought to be doing that during the week, whether he does it goes to the golf course or not. The other thing that he can do is lay on his back and do some leg lifts, maybe just a foot off the ground to strengthen his abdominal musculature. Maybe he can do a couple hundred of them, get up to that. And the other one was he doesn't have to do a complete setup. He can also just lay on his back and he can do a partial contraction of his abdominal musculature. If you do a couple hundred of them, your abdominal musculature will feel sore. So I would say a couple hundred of those every day. I happen to do it, by the way, because of my age. And I think that would be a way to prevent having a major problem. You got to have a good core strength to protect your back, and that's your abdomen.
Dr. Lanny, would I be wrong in saying that, and this is my opinion, after observing amateur recreational players for my entire life, not to mention in broadcast radio and television, and speaking to them, as well as all the pros on all the tours, men and women alike, that 99.9% of amateur players are not warmed up appropriately and are not limber. They're not limber. They're not stretched out. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Look at yeah, even if they decided they were going to go play golf and they saw the pros do some kind of stretching before they hit the ball, that's nothing. You've got to, for the condition you expect to be in, they ought to be doing something regularly. That doesn't happen with the usual golfer. They go out, they think they're just going to go out and have fun. They run a risk.
And at the very least, I think we all should be doing the Miguel Angel Jimenez warm-up routine. It's fantastic. It's fun to watch. I've done it with him. It's fun to do. His warm-up routine is unbelievable, and it's all about stretching. Miguel Angel Jimenez, go watch it, folks. Find him on the YouTube doing it, and you'll just Google Miguel Angel Jimenez warm-up routine. It is wonderful to watch and copy every move that he makes. You've seen it, I'm sure, both of you.
Yeah, well, it's agility and core muscular strength.
All right, there he is. What great advice from one of the great, great orthopedic surgeons in history. It's Dr. Lanny Johnson. Here he is. And there he goes. Dr. Lanny, we'll be back with you very soon. Enjoy and many blessings.
Okay. Bye, Ray. Bye, and Robert. See you guys
Thank
later.
you.
Yep.
All
Bye-bye.
right. All right. There he is. We are going to jump out now for a wonderful break with some of our sponsors. And when we come back, we've got a lot to talk about. We're going to keep going and going and going on this show. So stay with me on Great American Golf with Dr. Bob Denny and you and I. All of us are here together. We'll be back in just a moment. These are great messages from our sponsors. Stay tuned. Stay right there. Listen to them, please. They're going to help you. You're going to like it. You're going to be glad you did. And we'll be right back in a moment.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic tee holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
right, greetings and welcome back to Great American Golf. Ray Adams here with you. I'm your caddy for the show. We're going to continue right on with Dr. Bob Denny, PGA of America Historian Emeritus. We just left off with Dr. Lanny Johnson. What a great segment, Bob. And I want to thank for bringing this segment to us. Three great companies. You've heard me talk about CertaFresh Cigar. They are the best. 3,000 and growing locations all over the United States in not just golf pro shops, but everywhere you can think of that has anything to do with golf, gift shops, what have you. Eric Nelson and his team, his son is so actively engaged and involved managing the company at CertaFreshCigars.com, CertaFreshCigar.com. Their proprietary humidification system in every tube means those cigars are fresh certified up to 1 year. They can logo those tubes for professional outings, for corporate outings, for nonprofit outings. You want to make sure you go to CertaFreshCigar.com, one of my all-time favorite PGA merchandise show products, and they'll be in my spring gift guide coming up, as well as Squares Golf Shoes. When you look at Squares, they are the distance shoe. Squares disrupted the golf shoe industry a number of years ago, and I have been with Bob Winskowitz and Squares Golf Shoes since really day one, when they were unveiled and when they were released to the world. These golf shoes are a performance shoe like no other. You want to go to squares.com. The new Spikeless is out there. They also have the baseball shoes. They've got the pickleball shoes. And I heard and know that they are working on a shoe for senior adults. Unbelievable how Bob is moving Squares in directions everywhere that you will love. Squares.com. And finally, I have to thank so much. I received my clubs. My new bag is on the way. And I'm talking about the Exotics and the Hot Launch golf balls from none other than TourEdge.com. Make sure you get there. Have a look at the irons, the drivers. Have a look at the technology. Please have a look at the new ball. Get the new ball. Play the new ball. Everybody that is calling me and telling me about the new ball is reviewing them. Now, I'm talking about you, the recreational amateur player like me and like millions and millions. Check out the Exotics golf ball at touredge.com and all of their other newly branded products, especially the Exotics clubs. And then all of the other clubs, the Hot Launch, the starter sets, the ladies clubs, everything at touredge.com. I want to thank them so very much for sponsoring these shows, radio, podcasting, television, for all these years. Right, Bob? We got to thank mm-hmm. the best sponsors. Okay, Bob, where are we headed? You're up.
Well, I'd like to proceed something, if I might, and it's a sad note today, Ray. One of our PGA professional champions, Chip Sullivan, passed away in Louisiana, and it was just a shock to many of us that knew Chip at age 61 suffered a stroke, and he was the 2007 PGA professional champion in Sun River. Stand out in the Middle Atlantic section, the Gulf States, the Pacific Northwest, and then back to the Gulf States again. Was a head professional at Bayou Oaks in City Park, at City Park in near Covington, Louisiana. Chip leaves behind a family with his wife Carrie and three children, and he was probably one of the most popular people I can say that I've been around in many years to the extended family of the PGA of America. So our hearts go out and prayers go out to that family. And it's something you just didn't want to wake up and hear that today. And my goodness, at the age 61, we think we can all be indestructible sometimes if we can't. But Chip had dealt with so many health issues. And by gosh, you know, I hate to have that, Ray. And mm-hmm. that sort of set my day off the wrong way.
Yeah, that's very sad to hear. We just dread losing them, and it doesn't matter what tour they're from or what organization they're from. It's sad, and he a very young guy, well before his time. And we just our hearts go out and our prayers go out to the family, and the friends and everybody involved there. I saw that release and wanted you to cover that, and you've done such a great job. Thank you. Craig Renshaw, by the way, everybody, is off today from the show because he is working a member down in Florida at the course where he works at. So he is buried with work from 6 to 6 tonight. He has just got lots and lots going on. But we'll be back with Craig very soon. We always love Craig's commentary, his analysis, and his input on everything that we talk about. So best for Craig. Bob, Rory McIlroy is the defending Masters champion, and we know that he attained only a handful in history have ever done it, where he attained by winning the Masters last year after trying so many times, after failing so many times, sometimes dismally failing at winning the Masters. But Rory won the Masters this past year, and he is our defending champion. As such, the defending champion invites all the former champions to his champion's dinner. Oh, my goodness. Did you see the champion's dinner that Rory has created?
Yes. And
let's talk. And then he then went on and explained it. He broke it down. And I want you to go over that with us right now.
Well, he also picks up the tab. Don't forget that.
do the players actually pay? Well, you're talking probably $500,000 for this, because I understand that chefs from the Masters, from Augusta, had to travel to New York to study and learn from the chefs there on at least one or two of the dishes that were going to be served. Amazing that they would go to that level. So you're telling me that the players, they pay for this? Augusta does not?
I've been told that they pick up the tab, but I don't know what expense it is, to be honest with you. That's all behind the scenes. We don't get to hear all that information, but that was pretty interesting.
Wow. I did not know that. That we'll try to confirm that, folks, as we go forward here, as to whether the champions pick up the tab. I know that he was very, very, very big on explaining every single item on the menu. Let's go over the menu. But then he was also very proud because he's a collector. He's very much into, and he wanted to make sure that the wines that were chosen were of the greatest in the world. And he said it was wonderful to be able to tap Augusta National's famed wine cellar. From what I read. But here's his dinner. For appetizers, there's a peach and ricotta, and that's cheese that goes in lasagna normally, a peach and peach because of Georgia and Georgia peaches. So a peach and ricotta flatbread with balsamic vinegar and a hot honey with basil. That alone sounds like a meal.
Yes.
And it's only an appetizer. Bacon-wrapped dates, goat cheese, and almonds. I'm not a big fig or date guy, but I would eat one of these for sure. I would try it. A rock shrimp tempura with a creamy, spicy sauce. Rory said everybody likes shrimp, so we got to put that in there. And then a grilled elk slider, caramelized onion jam with roasted garlic aioli. I had a sandwich earlier, yesterday I had a sandwich, and it had garlic aioli on it. It is so yummy. But he said that he was eating a lot of elk, but he didn't know if it was going to be for everybody as an entree, so he did put it in as an appetizer. What about a grilled elk slider, Bob? These appetizers are great. Couple words about the appetizers. We'll move on quickly.
Well, I just think that I would try the rock shrimp tempura and leave it at that. I think that would be that's where I'd handle it. But the peach and ricotta flatbed is very inviting. I'd say that.
And local.
And those that do not like wild game in your sliders, well, that then you'd have to move on.
Well, you're probably talking about a piece in a slider of a I don't know, a half dollar or something like that. I don't know. And then for the first course, the yellowfin tuna carpaccio with foie gras and toasted baguette and chives. So we're going to have some tuna carpaccio. What is that, Bob? Do you know what that is?
Carpaccio.
Carpaccio is very, very thinly sliced pieces of meat. In this case, tuna.
Tuna, right.
Yeah. And a foie gras, we know that is a very, very high culinary event when you have foie gras on a toasted baguette with chives. The main course, Bob, tell us about this. He gives you two choices.
Wagyu filet mignon or seared salmon. Well, that's a nice. He has a traditional Irish champ sautéed Brussels sprouts, glazed carrots with brown butter, crispy viola onion rings. That's pretty tasty. That's a good one.
Which one would you choose? And folks, let me know too. GolfAdams@MSN.com.
I would.
GolfAdams@MSN.com. Which of those entrees? Actually, what would be your plate of
I
the
would like I would
appetizers? Go
I
ahead.
would like I like the filet mignon.
Okay.
I like the first course, and I would definitely have rock shrimp tempura.
Okay. There's Bob's choice. I can give you mine later, but write to me, GolfAdams@MSN.com, as we go through this. And pick your plate. Start with the appetizers, the first course, if you want it or not, the main course, and then we're going to get to the dessert in just a moment. We'll mention a couple of the wines, but then write to me, golfadams@msn.com. Who knows? I might even have something. Who knows? Golfadams@msn.com. Main course, Wagyu filet mignon or seared salmon. We've done that one. Now we're going to go to dessert. I call it dessert. Dessert. Go, Bob.
Sticky toffee pudding, and it's described with vanilla ice cream and warm toffee sauce.
You
Well,
gotta
I.
love toffee though,
Oh,
right?
yeah. Oh, yes. Toffee's not bad. It's good.
And I like toffee. Now, is there anything that we have ever eaten in our life that we can remember is toffee?
Probably candy around Thanksgiving. Excuse me. Halloween. Excuse me. Halloween.
Candy. There's a fam there's a fam famous candy bar that has toffee in it. Am I right?
I think
When
so.
I call it a Heath bar. I don't eat candy, but back from my 100 years ago kid days, I believe, and I like it. So I would definitely try the. I'm not a sweet guy. I'm not a dessert person. I'd certainly probably share one of those, or certainly have a small piece. As far as the wines go, he was very, very, very happy and very excited to talk about the wines and his choices there, with a specialty champagne. The Burgundy, a Chateau, a 1990 Chateau Lafite Rothschild. I believe 1990 because isn't that the day of the year of his birth? He said,
I think so, yeah,
I think
yes.
so. A Bordeaux, and a Chateau, Ecime Sauternes Bordeaux also. So, wow. You're going to gain about 10 pounds after that dinner, but it's going to be yummy. And Rory's picking up the tab, and it's a privilege and an honor for champions to be there. And it is only former champions, correct, Bob?
Yeah, the Chateau d'Yquem was actually 1989. That was the birth year, and
Oh.
he says, and I think every great meal deserves to be finished off with Chateau d'Yquem. It is like liquid gold.
Liquid gold. Okay, you know what? I remember reading that. I forgot. Thank you for bringing that up. I didn't have all those notes in front of me like you, but that's why you're here. All right. Well, there you go, folks. Write to me. What's your choices on your plate for Rory's Masters Champions dinner if you were able to attend golfadams@msn.com? And when you write to me, I'm going to add you to my big, huge email list. You'll get my product guides. You'll get my gift guides throughout the year. You'll get notices and things like that from me, all from Match Play TV. And I'll send you some other things along the way. When you give me your email address, write to me, golfadams@msn.com. Oh my goodness, we still have a great amount of time. What about Tosti at the Valspar, caddy running around the course on his bib that says, need a wife?
That's funny. That's a good one. I like that.
Well, and Tosti, I guess this all came up because there was something where he said, ladies here were asking me, they said, do you have a wife?
Mm-hmm.
So he said the idea came from there,
mm-hmm.
and explained it in the post-round interview. He was quick to clear up any confusion, though. A lot of people were asking if it was my caddy that was needing a wife, but no, it's actually me. He's out on the hunt.
Yeah, 29-year-old bachelor, and that's a new advertising move that we don't normally see.
Argentina.
We usually have to go to Match.com or places like that to try to find those kind of connections.
Well, or meet people in different ways and places.
This is Argentina's Alejandro Posti.
Yes, 5 feet six, weighs about 170 pounds, a great mm-hmm. player, has not won on the tour, won on the Corn Ferry Tour a few times. But he said when he was asked what he brought to the table, Tosti didn't hesitate. He said, quote, I love cooking. I can fly airplanes. I can play golf and have fun, Tosti said laughingly. He sounds like a pretty cool guy.
Yeah, oh, that's nice. Yeah, it's great.
Hey.
Yeah.
He will luck out with a very nice young lady, hopefully, as well as the young lady will be fortunate enough to be a part of be his wife. I think it's great. You got to meet somebody.
It might also open some new communication channels for caddy bibs.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe amateur players will get a caddy bib and walk around the golf course while they play. Need a wife? Need a partner? Okay, let's get to a big story right now, and that is after 35 years as a star, highly respected golf broadcasting journalist, Ewan Murray is walking away, and not because the game changed, but because the respect did. What he heard at the Ryder Cup 2025 at Bethpage Black, and I was there and heard the same thing, and we've talked a lot about it. Here it is coming up again and again and again, and we're already into March. So we're 6 months out from it, and it's still coming up, and we knew that, and we knew that it would. He said it crossed the line. It was personal abuse, families dragged in, and a crowd culture that didn't sit right anymore. Is this where golf is heading, or was this a wake-up call? And Ewan Murray retired over this. He said, if that's the future of golf, I want no part of it. Bob, go ahead.
Well, I don't know if I would ever walk away from something in my chosen field, because I love the field so much, and that's golf journalism. I love the people in the game of golf. I love the family. I spoke earlier about Chip Sullivan. He was one of those among many, many in this game who are like the brothers I had from a different mother, you know. And I just feel that Ewan Murray, if that's the way he feels after a 35-year career, okay. But that, to me, is that's not the way I would want to approach it. I'd like to approach it a different way, where you have a platform for better change. Considering the Ryder Cup's going to be played in Ireland in 2027, do you really want to say you don't want to be over there or working? I just don't understand that. But if that is fine, that's good. But here we are seeing this come back like a bad penny.
He worked for Sky Sports. He's one of their big stars at Sky Sports as a broadcaster. Mm-hmm. They did talk him into, or he agreed, and he did work at the Players a little bit. So he has not completely just walked away and gone home and sat down. But it looks like, and I think there's probably way more to the story.
Yeah.
After 35 years, there may be other reasons why he may have been on the cusp of retirement or cutting back significantly to his schedule. Could be family matters, like we've seen many others do.
Yeah.
So there may be more to the story, but whatever there is to the story, we know that this is the leading story from him. I'm doing it because if this is the future of golf, I want no part of it. It was just, and what he said, the crowd brought families in, not players even so much as they disregarded and disrespected, and he called it abuse, to families. Go ahead, Bob.
I understand that. And he is 3 years younger than me. He's at 71. And I think there's a lot more to the story, to be honest with you. But that was certainly one of the probably the tipping point for him, that he didn't want to be a part of something like that. But that to me, I like to think for on the positive side, Ray, that we are going to not see that kind of behavior again, especially at high profile events. I think people are to the point now where they say, we're not going to risk losing our event, risk losing our management. We're going to have to make sure there's things like that or never happen again.
Well, okay. Enough, but I'm going to be very interested to see if he does continue on here and there. I cannot imagine him missing a Ryder Cup at Adair Manor in Ireland. There are so many, there's four majors coming. But if he feels that strongly about it, then let's see what happens with you and Murray. Let's follow this story and keep a pinky finger on it over here to the side. Happy birthday to Charlie Hull, the great LPGA Tour player. She's 30 years old now, and what a wonderful player and winner champion. We will be seeing her next week in Phoenix, Arizona at the Ford Championship. It's at the Whirlwind Golf Club and brought to you by Wild Horse Pass and the Gila River Indian Community. I'm looking to have Steve, the governor of the tribal community, on with us. We're going to do a great interview. I may have him on live with us during one of the shows next week. But we have the Ford Championship coming up, presented by Wild Horse Pass, and I'm going to be there. We'll be doing some videos and interviewing the players and having a lot of fun and bringing all that content to you on my Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube channels. At Match Play TV. That's how you find me, Match Play TV. All right. Now, what's the schedules? We've got the Valspar going on. Let's have a quick look at that leaderboard, Bob. We do have just a few minutes left, and we're going to finish up with the leaderboard at the Valspar.
Valspar at the Copperhead Course in Palm Harbor and on the west coast of Florida. And David Lipsky of the United States is leading at 9 under. Sung Jae Im right behind him. The chasers include Matt Fitzpatrick, 5 under, tied for fifth, and Xander tied for 19th. And some other names we're not familiar with is Chandler Blanchet and Doug Gim.
Well, there's a number of names that are on this, on this leaderboard at the Valspar, and we've read through the week and heard through the week of a lot of big name players that have dropped out of tournaments leading up to the Masters. And I think the Valspar has suffered some, leaderboard pain. Sung Jae is at 9 under with a 64 of 69. Lipsky at 8 under. Doug Gim 7 under. This Chandler Blanchet, Marco Peng. Matt Fitzpatrick is the first big name there at T5. And you go down the line. Gary Woodland is playing well. I'm glad to see that of Gary, -4. Tony Finau is in there playing. Brooks Koepka is playing. He's at -4, a top 10 right there. And Jordan Spieth is in the tournament. So there's a lot of big names, Bob, in this golf tournament, but there's a lot of other names that are just simply not there. Do you think the names that are there are enough in order to keep this tournament of interest to the viewers, the networks, the sponsors? Or is the positioning after the players and just before the Masters, it's supposed to be a warm-up, but hey, you tell me, what do you make of it?
Well, there's another event next week, and I just think that this is actually the Valspar is not going to be as bad as people think because of the some of the names that they've have left. But it not being a week ahead of the Masters, yes, they have a chance to have a better viewership.
DP World is in China. Where are we headed on the PGA Tour? You mentioned the next week's event. Where are we headed?
The Houston Open.
Yep, that's
Yep,
always the famous one right
yep,
before. Been on
right.
the schedule there for years and years, right before the Masters. And a lot of players, of course, again, use that as a warm-up. We know that Cam Young, who won the Players, said that the Players was a wonderful warm-up for the Masters. That's what he pretty much put out. And on more than one time, he made that statement that it was such a great warm-up for the Masters. And his total focus is, of course, on the Masters. But
Yep.
when you look at it, we are headed to the
We have
Texas.
excuse me, we do have two events, Ray, before
Yes.
Masters.
Yeah.
It was the Houston and then the Texas Open, the Valero Texas Open.
Right. There are two.
Right.
I've got schedule in hand. The Houston Open, though, is the famous one that is always right before the Masters. And then, of course, the Valero Texas Open in San Antonio, a wonderful place. My granddaughter is a dancer, a professional dancer for the San Antonio Spurs. So if you turn it on and you're watching some San Antonio Spurs basketball, you may very well see my wonderful granddaughter who, through, I don't know, 300 or 400 people trying out to be one of the dancers for the Spurs basketball team. You can see her on camera sometimes. We saw her on the Jumbotron during Christmas for just a moment, up with the crowd, up with the fans, giving things away. But also, of course, one of the very handful of dancers she made the team. And so I always have a special place in my heart for San Antonio, and I have forever. I love San Antonio. And when I lived in Texas many long years ago, before I went into golf broadcasting, we would go to San Antonio all the time. We just loved it. Great golf courses down there. And the amusement park there. Just so many things into the river walk there. It's a great town. I love San Antonio. So we will be watching that on television, and you'll get, I'm sure, great glimpses and some side stories about San Antonio next week after the Houston Open next week, and then the Texas Open comes up. We are Masters April 6th through the 12th. And boy, is it going to be something big. What are the Champions Tour? What are they up to?
Right there in they're in Tucson
Yes, they
at
are.
the Colo Guard Classic
They're
and
right here in Arizona at La Paloma, the
a
Colo
lot
Guard Classic. Another fantastic event going on. I don't know, did you check out the leaderboard yet? But
Bo Van Pelt's 9 under
yep.
being chased by such as Retief Goosen and 3 strokes back a guy by the name of Bernhard Langer.
Yeah. All right. Now tell me about the LPGA Tour and the Founders Cup, one of the
Founders
great,
Cup.
great events on the LPGA Tour schedule every year for so many years. When it was here in Phoenix for the first few years, when the Founders Cup was established and born and matured right here in Phoenix as a just a and then the LPGA Tour adopted or created the slogan "Act like a founder," act like a founder for all the players and even fans alike. Act like a founder, focusing on the founders of the LPGA Tour. And I filmed numerous television shows there, right on property during the Founders Cup. Then, of course, they've moved it a couple times. It's over in Palo Alto. They're in California, and we'll be watching the Founders Cup this week. What's the leaderboard look like?
Korea's Dongyoung Lee, Dongyeun Lee, is 8 under and chased by Gabby Lopez of Mexico, Hyo Joo Kim of Korea, and in fourth, tied for fourth, Nelly Korda. She's 2 strokes back.
There you go. All right, Debbie Waitkus, one of our great women in golf and a friend of this show for, well, we're not even going to say how many years, but many, many, many. Debbie comes on pretty much whenever we want her, ask her, need her, if she's even remotely able to do it. she makes a way to be on the show, and we're going to attempt to get Debbie. I've already spoken with her on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. So when we do all of our big wrap-ups, folks, coming up, the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show right here on Golf News Net, and then all of your big audio platforms out there, wherever you listen to your music and your podcast and all of that. Debbie will come on this Monday, Bob, with us. I'm so excited. And we will wrap up not just the whole weekend of golf all over the world. By the way, the DP World is in China. Let me just slide that in there. There is a side story with John Rahm I mentioned at the top of the show. But Debbie will come on, and we're going to wrap up the Founders along with the other great events, because Debbie Waitkus is at the Founders and will be, I believe, available for us. I believe she returns over the weekend, and Debbie said, yes, I will come on with you, and she'll tell us all about the Founders Cup going on right now. So we've got a lot of golf going on. And just real quick, Rahm says, I'm not paying the $3 million, and that puts him at risk for the Ryder Cup. He doesn't want to give the money to the DP World. Bob, what do you make of that one? I think they'll negotiate. They'll have to.
Well, I think I said it a week ago. I think who's going to blink first? Is it going to be the tour, or is it going to be John Blanc Rahm? You know, so it's just going to be a mediation type of thing. And believe me, when Europe needs a player for the Ryder Cup, they will find a way.
Well, and Rory, after being so majorly against LIV, and for quite a while, to where I think it even affected his game. I think a number of us do believe that it might have back in those years. Then came out and made the statement, if I remember correctly, and I'm paraphrasing, we've got to find a way to get John Rahm on the Ryder Cup. You can't have a Ryder Cup with John Rahm without him. So you're right. Somebody's going to blink, and they'll negotiate it. They'll come to some compromise. It has to happen. And we'll see. We'll definitely be standing by for Mr. John Rahm. All right, final word, Bob.
The final word is, I think, once again, the word acceptance. How we handle that in our daily lives. I'm watching the TGL on television. I'm accepting it, Ray. I'm watching them hit golf balls into a five-story high video screen and watching the excitement in graphics, but just also noticing those who attend it and just saying, I'm accepting it for now, because it's not the hottest warm weather around the country right now for golf. Yeah,
I know. I know. Well, with that said, I'm excited to let everybody know that we have a couple of final sponsors I want to mention. One of them is the Legacy Golf Resort. When you talk about Legacy Golf Resort, you're talking about a championship golf resort right here in Phoenix, Arizona. They've been a longtime sponsor. Their ads run on my television show. I produce those ads with my team, and I produced those television ads and assets for the Legacy Golf Resort. The Legacy Golf Resort's Performance Center is there with Jeremy Anderson, one of the award-winning, wonderful young teachers there at their world-class Performance Center. The food is fabulous in the restaurant. Their events venue is amazing. And of course, just the championship golf and the location of this golf course and facility. That's the South Mountain area. They're down there right near Baseline, just north of Baseline at 32nd Street. So all the beautiful views of the majestic South Mountains are there. You've got to get to Legacy Golf Resort. And I've had so many people in the last few weeks tell me, hey, Ray, I took you up on it. I took you up on it. And then I had another one just tell me this past week on the phone, hey, we headed over to the lake. I said, where'd you play this week, by the way? A buddy of mine. He said, oh, I took some time off and my foursome and I went over to Legacy Golf Resort. We just love it over there. And he's a person in the golf industry choosing Legacy. Could play anywhere, went to Legacy Golf Resort. Make sure you do, and go to golflegacyresort.com. And then, folks, I've got to talk to you about one of my favorite restaurants. Well, anywhere. It has been a mainstay here in Anthem, part of my Anthem only segment, where I talk about businesses and patronizing restaurants and businesses near you within a 4 or 5 mile radius of where you live. wherever that town is, anywhere around the USA. I happen to be in Anthem, Arizona, which is a North Phoenix suburban area. And so I call it Anthem only. And I frequently talk about my various companies that I promote as my Anthem only segment businesses with me. But the newest one, and one that I'm so proud to talk about, and the owners live around the corner from me. They're just the history of Legends, the Legends restaurant. I love the Legends restaurant. And they are right there in the Safeway parking lot in Anthem, Arizona. Legends has a long history, a wonderful one. The food is great. The service is fabulous. I interviewed somebody the other day at Legends. I say I interviewed them. I was talking to some of the recurring patrons, and they said the reason why we love it here is two reasons. The food is fantastic, and the service and the people are so excellent. The people are so nice. They just treat you like gold. And we love being at Legends Restaurant. So I want to thank the Legends, a restaurant right there in the Anthem, the Safeway parking lot on Anthem Way, right here in Anthem. To make sure you stay close to your businesses and your restaurants, because that will help the tax base, that will help the economy, it will help the businesses stay going in your local area, whatever community you're in, anywhere around the country. Big event going on tomorrow. All the Arts segment. I love my segment called All the Arts, brought to you by the Thunderbird Artist. All the Arts is a segment where I talk about the ballet, the symphony, the opera, all these things I've loved forever. So the performing arts, but the visual arts, the museums, and the art galleries all over, just like the Thunderbird Artist who sponsored this segment. All the Arts. There's a big Scottsdale celebrity event tomorrow. It's called the Weeklepaw. Let me tell you now, this is going to be over where the Scottsdale Fine Arts Center is. And this is called the Weeklepaw Celebrity Wine and Spirits Festival. The Weeklepaw Celebrity Wine and Spirits Festival. And this is where there are numerous different brands of wine and spirits that are owned by and operated by and certainly represented by celebrities. Joe Mantegna's spirits will be there. Christy Kerr, the LPGA Tour star, her wine will be featured there, and several other great sports and other celebrities. Their spirits and wines will be there. It's going to be at the Scottsdale Center for the Arts, a property over there. You're going to want to be a part of that, and you can go to Scottsdale Arts. .org, Scottsdale Arts, plural, .org to get your tickets, find out more, and have a lot of fun tomorrow. The weather should be great, and it's from 1 until, well, it begins at 1. We'll just say that, begins at 1. Well, it's the beginning of spring, Dr. Bob. How about that, everybody? We are into spring. Winter is over. Spring has sprung, and we know the official rite of spring is the Masters coming up in a couple weeks, but we're ahead of the game on the calendar, Bob. And it's spring in Florida and spring everywhere, but there's still some nippy weather. Everybody, make sure, no matter what your weather is, make sure you wear that sunscreen. All right, for Dr. Bob Denny, for Dr. Lanny Johnson, and for Craig Renshaw, and all my great sponsors, and you, I want to thank you for joining us today on, excuse me, Great American Golf. We'll be back with you on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show right here on golfnewsnet.com and then out on all your big audio podcasting platforms. More to come. Have a great weekend.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.